Two things I want to discuss this evening. I'd love your calls. Black Friday, what does it mean to you? And also, I've been hearing things this week that I think we're going to prove tonight are correct. Supply issues with products. It is Black Friday tomorrow. That's traditionally something for Americans, but now Australians are right on board. Are you shopping tomorrow? Have you been planning what you're going to be buying? 96900693 or 13 1332. I am hearing there's a supply issue for some products. I won't say who I was talking to, but it is of great concern. Online, Roger Simpson, retail expert and CEO of The Retail Solution. Roger, welcome to 3AW Nights.
Thanks for having me.
Is Black Friday taken off simply because we follow what the United States does?
I guess so. We are a few years behind, and we do follow lots of their trends. But it's certainly been picked up by retailers here in Australia, that's for sure. And I think this year is going to smash all records.
You have already got evidence of that, or you believe that?
Look, a bit of both. I mean, there's the usual predictions, of course, and experts are saying, like last year was $3.9 billion. And this year they're predicting $5 billion. And a fair part of that reason, of course, is because of the lockdowns this year. A lot of people are much more used to shopping online.
Yes, they are. And having the front doorbell ring 20 times a day.
Yes, exactly. With all those deliveries, absolutely.
I've got to know a couple of the delivery blokes that, well, they should come for Christmas lunch.
Well, luckily we can have a Christmas lunch this year.
That is a step forward after what we've been through. Is it just online, or it's sales in store as well, starting to really ramp up?
Yeah, no, it's definitely both. Traditionally, of course, it was very much online because, of course, you've got Black Friday on tomorrow, of course, and you've got Cyber Monday, and they were very much online events, but. Obviously, retailers realise, well, if I don't have an online presence, I'm going to miss out. So most retailers, in fact, probably I'd say a vast majority of retailers have joined in. And obviously, for those that are really online, they're doing both, of course. But I've seen lots of advertising, for retailers saying, come in store, we've got these bargains on. So it's certainly going to be both.
I was chatting to someone today who's had a very frustrating day. They've been ringing two stores to try and get some information about something, neither of which answered their calls. The phone wasn't answered at any point during what was probably five or six phone calls. They then rang the head office of those businesses and were told, oh, no, that's not right. They're supposed to answer the phone. But there was no answering of phone. Now, either the store was that busy, but I wondered, Roger, whether workers in stores are told, you know, you're better off selling on the floor than being stuck on the phone trying to answer someone's question that might be not answerable by you, or simply that you're letting customers walk out of the store you're in.
Yeah, look, and that's the age-old challenge, Dennis, is that because obviously when you got customers in the store, well, they're in there and hopefully going to buy, but when the phone rings, of course, well, you don't know whether it's an inquiry about opening hours or could be anything, of course, so... But certainly, that's the challenge, of course, because as you've just identified, is that if a potential customer rings the store and no one answers, well, they go, well, are they open? I'll ring their competitor then. So you lose that customer. So it's quite a skill to actually do both things, but not always easy. And again, as you know, there's been a lot of pressure on retail this year, and the two biggest costs in retail are rent and staff. So we've seen that over the last few years with lots of retailers cutting back their staff, and there's less crossover time and expectations for staff to do more. And a lot of that is tough, you know, putting stock away. So, and that can often be to the detriment of serving customers. So it's a real challenge.
I wonder whether there was another issue with it in that if the phone doesn't get answered, it's going to force that person, if they can't find out what they need to find out online, it's going to force them to come into the store and perhaps spend money on something else, Roger?
Yeah, look, it's a risky game, Dennis, because there's, as you know, there's not too many businesses these days who don't have a competitor, so and if that was me, I'd be ringing a store. If they don't answer, I'd probably bring their competitor in, or I'd simply just go and buy it online. So that's the challenge. And retailers they've got to lift their game, particularly now when it's, you know, being here in Melbourne as well, we've reopened, and what an opportunity for retailers to showcase their service.
I've been speaking to a couple of people who have sizable businesses this week, and businesses that you would think coming out of this situation we've been in would be really firing. And I asked both of them, and they both gave the exact same answer. And that was, yes, there's a huge amount of interest. In fact, demand is probably way above what we've ever experienced before, because these are Australian domestic businesses. But they can't get supply. They're not going to be able to get supply to continue this impact.
And I've heard the same thing, Dennis. So, And I think there's an issue with there's been a few issues, obviously, and COVID has certainly caused many, but it's caused stock issues as well, because a lot of retailers, obviously, particularly as you know here in Melbourne, is that we've been closed for some time, 3 months or whatever it was when retail was closed. So lots of orders would have been postponed, etc. And then, of course, you run out of stock and all those sorts of things. And then you can't get the orders because they've got to go somewhere else. So I think the pandemic has really thrown a big spanner on the works. I mean, I would hate to be a person who's in charge of ordering stock for stores. It would be an absolute nightmare. And also, you may recall we had an issue with in Sydney with an impending strike and on the docks, and that was causing a massive delay in unloading containers. And I read today it was looking at a 2 to 3 month backload. So lots of issues around stock. So I don't think we're going to run out of we're not going to run out of the basics. I mean, supermarkets etc. are well catered for, but anything I think that's coming from overseas, and we do import a lot of goods from China, and I think it's they had factories closed as well earlier in the pandemic, so it's like a house of cards, it starts to fall over.
Yeah, there are, and there are lots of those manufacturing setups in China that are perhaps providing an essential, very tiny little item for a product.
Absolutely, that's exactly right, and then it just causes so many delays. So yeah, absolutely right, Dennis.
But I also worry then, Roger, that if businesses that are back up and running and it's all exciting and they're selling the stock that they have, what does it do to unemployment or to employment opportunities if you can't get the product to sell? Surely it's going to have an impact on unemployment figures.
Yeah, look, I guess it's and what I'm hoping, Dennis, is it's a short term. Issue because I know that Kmart in particular, there was an article written a few months ago and you could see that some of their shelves are completely empty. They just couldn't get stock. So what I'm hoping, of course, is that it'll just be a bit of a delay, and then bang, we're going to get lots of stock being delivered. So hopefully it's only a short term thing, not definitely not long term.
The build up to Christmas seems to have started very early. I've seen a lot of Christmas trees, a lot of Christmas lights in houses. Last year, I noticed that there didn't seem to be so many of people bothering to even put up a Christmas tree or some Christmas lights. It's the opposite this year. Is that being reflected? Obviously, it will be tomorrow with Black Friday, but is it being reflected across the entire retail sector?
Yeah, as I understand, and like you were saying before, I think there's a real appetite for. Particularly down here in Melbourne, for people to get back out into stores, because having the 3 months and not being able to do that, there's a real appetite for going out and actually, because we love our shopping. I think as Australians, it's certainly a pastime we really enjoy, and being denied that for so long, I think there's been a. It was interesting when the stores were allowed to reopen and they had people queuing at midnight. When the store was opening at 8 in the morning or whatever, so. It's just quite phenomenal about how we love shopping. So, and it's interesting though as well, Dennis, is that what we're seeing is November is actually becoming a busier month than December retail wise because of these because you've also got Click Frenzy, which happened a couple of weeks ago as well. So, because of these cyber events, it's pushing people to purchase earlier. So, and Boxing Day is a bit of a shade on what it used to be. So, it's quite amazing.
Yes, Boxing Day used to be the big glamour super shop day, didn't it?
Absolutely. Well, and you remember, you know, the queues, and they like, open the doors, and people would charge their way in. But we are absolutely changing the way that we shop, and you know, online's doing a lot towards, you know, making that change. That's for sure.
It's interesting, Roger, because people don't they don't necessarily. I know they can go on and research everything online, but they're not necessarily sort of touching and handling and, yes. and feeling yes. and checking out the product before they buy it.
Yeah, and that's certainly a massive advantage that that the physical stores still have at the moment. But with technology rapidly improving and artificial intelligence and virtual reality, etc., about how it won't be too far away. Dennis will be trying products on at home virtually and ordering it, and it'll be perfect for us. So,
does that get me out of going into one of those claustrophobic little change rooms?
Yes, it probably will, actually. It probably will.
So. Oh, bring it on, I say.
Well, and it's not too far away. So, but again, what I believe that whole, why bricks and mortar physical retailers have such an advantage is because they have people. And as long as those people are passionate about their products, passionate about their customers, is that you can't replicate that online. No AI, no robot can replicate human feelings at this stage. And that's what I believe is that physical stores have what an advantage. A customer comes in, they get greeted, we can ask them questions, we can build rapport with them, and we can sell them other products that actually build the whole solution for them. So I'm still very excited about physical stores, Dennis, because I think they've got a huge advantage.
The one thing that we've learned this year is how much, when we don't have it, how much we miss that human connection.
Absolutely.
Roger, great to have you on the program. Thank you for giving us so much time.
My pleasure, Dennis. Thanks again.